Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Sota. We're holding out the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah is going to talk about the proper paper and ink that we use for the Megillah Sota. And then we're going to get into six halachos about when and how to write the Megillah Sota. And that's going to take us already into the next Amud, which we'll probably do. We'll probably go through all six halachos. It's a very short Amud. So the Mishnah tells us what you would write the Megillah Sota on. You don't write on a wooden tablet, not on what's called niyar, which is made out of weeds, velo al hadiftera, not on hide that does not that was not properly tanned and worked, ela al Megillah. You write on a cloth that has had proper tanning. Shnemar basefer, because the pasuk says basefer. Ve'eino kosef lo bekomos. Now, in terms of the ink you use, you don't use tree sap that's mixed with water. Velobekan kantum, not a blackened color that's made from gofris. Velobekoldover sharoshim, nor anything else that leaves a mark that will get absorbed in the cloth, but won't be able to be erased with water. Elabdio, what you use is something called dio. It's a type of ink that comes from sraf, shenemar, umacha, because the pasuk says umacha, that you have to write ksav sheyachalimchos. You have to write a writing that's able to be erased on the waters, so that it won't leave a mark. So, meaning the point over here is that the ksav should dafka be erasable ink, because the whole mitzvah is to take what you have written and then erase it in the waters. So the Gemara discusses a number of dinim about the writing of the Megillah Sota that we derive from Psukim. Amar Rava, Megillah Sota shekasva b'layla psula, cannot write it at night. My time, why not? Because asya Torah, we have a gzer shav, ksiv ha-chabai sota, it says vasala kohen is called ha-Torah hazos. Uksiv ha-sam, and by Zakin Mamre, it says al-pi ha-Torah sh'yiruch v'al-mishpat. So ma-mishpat, just like by Zakin Mamre, we're talking about a based in a case in court, so that's bayom, that's only during the daytime, not at night. Af Megillah Sota bayom, Sota Megillah Sota is only daytime. And then a second halacha, ksava lemafreya, if you write it out of order, psula, it's pasul, it has to be written in the exact sequence. Dechsiv v'kasav es ha'alos ha'ela, ki dechsiva, that you're supposed to write ha'alos ha'ela, meaning as it is written. Ksava kodem shtkabel l'shavua, if the kohen writes the Megillah before the woman is mekabel l'shavua, psula, it's pasul. Shenemar v'ishbia, and then v'achar kach v'kasav, he should not be writing it until the woman has accepted upon herself the consequences of this writing. A fourth halacha, ksava igeres, if he writes it without a sirtut, without making lines on the cloth before writing it, psula. Why? Because basefer amrachman, and basefer means that you have to make a proper sirtut. Halacha number five, ksava al shnei dapim, if he writes it on two separate columns, psula. Sefer echad amrachman of loshnei mushlosh svarim. And halacha number six, kasav os achas umachak os achas, if the Kohen writes one letter and then he erases it and then writes another letter and then erases that, instead of writing the whole thing and erasing it all at one time, because of os achas umachak os achas, psula. It's going to be possible. Why? Dichsiv v'asal hakohen es kol ha-torah hazos, that he's got to do all of it at one time. So main point over here is six halachos that we derive from Psukim about Sota. Number one, can't be written at night. Number two, has to be written in order. Number three, it can only be written after she makes her Shavua. Number four, it has to be done with sirtut, with lines. Number five, it cannot be written in two columns. And number six, you can't erase it before you finish writing it. You can't erase part of it before you finish writing the entire thing. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph.